This is Close to Be Me. My name is Vicky Pearson. Episode number 7 is here. We're talking today about Dio Cane. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The most common is Dio, which can be written in any way according to local dialects, but the most popular is Dio Cane. Other oaths can arise when people start to pronounce one of the above blasphemy and then decide to correct it in real time. Even Christians use them, but obviously they do not mean to offend their God, but they are generally used as a means of expressing disappointment or anger. You can translate it as dog, but it varies enormously in the context of a conversation, especially in Tuscany and Veneto. Blasphemy often becomes a pleasure, and people show their inspiration by referring to the Holy Family and its saints, which are usually linked to the complicated bestseller. You don't have to know curses, slang or street language to speak dirty in Italian when you speak Italian. In Tuscany and Veneto, however, it is more of a joke, and in some parts of the country even more so than in other regions. The Sandra Dee sketch, presented by Stockard Channing, shows this, but is not mentioned in the film, as it is pronounced fangul in Neapolitan language. It is known to be used as a reference to critics and an insult to Italians in general and to the Italians themselves. This is shown in the Sandra Dee sketches performed by Channing himself. The fangolos are pronounced in the Neapolitan language and are omitted. Italian writers often use profanity to add spice to their pages and insult other people. A cheeky or brazen person, marked with a donkey, like a face. It is used as a variant of the rigid cazzo to indicate an aversion to someone else. When you refer to the guy with the figure, you mean someone with a really cool stud or someone who always knows how to get pussy. It is a fregna and is mainly used in the area of Roman Naples, but also in other parts of the world. The Maremma comes from the coastal region of Tuscany, so it is used instead of Madonna, and Maiala means so. This idiom is often used in Italy, although its origins are traced back to the Mediterranean area in the northeast of Italy. This idiom is sometimes used, although its origins go back to T. Tuscania, but also to other parts of Europe and the Middle East. In addition, the Southern People's Union of Kaduna was informed by farmers in the Gora, axis of the Achip tribal area, that Fulani men had invaded their land, destroyed large parts of their crops and threatened them with famine in the near future. The bodies of people who have been found decomposed and abducted from LGAs have been found in various parts of the country, such as northern Nigeria and even southern Nigeria. There are reports that women and children have been left in the hands of the Fulani men, some of whom have been murdered. In some parts of Nigeria, blasphemy is more common, such as "God be a dog" and "I have no wife or children." CSW remains deeply concerned about the ongoing devastating violence in southern Kaduna, said CSW founder and president Mervyn Thomas. The historical reason for this is the different conflicts that the two regions have had. 8 communities displaced from the Zangan district in Kaura LGA have returned to their homes. We extend our deepest condolences to those who lost loved ones in the recent attacks and wish those injured a speedy and full recovery. We are happy with what we have done and will do, but in our pain it is clear proof that something is wrong with this man. We have an episode of God and the Dog, in which Nergal breaks down the meaning of the story of how everything came about. The Italian language is full of inflammatory terms and phrases, almost all of which come from different dialects of the language in Italy, and profanity is often used by Italian writers to add spice to their pages. Other similar swearing has been created, which also replaces a number of existing but meaningless terms. Porco zio is used in Zio Dio, where zio is an Italian uncle and porco in the second one has been replaced by orco ogre, which also leads to profanity. Other similar mince pig were created to replace Dio, but they were also created in other ways, by replacing them with a series of existing, meaningless terms, and so on. This was Dio Cane, by Close to Be Me, and this was episode number 7. My name is Vicky Pearson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.